Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We saw the chiddush of Tzlach, that you're allowed to do hazav yom hashlishi because there's no nafkamina. So since there's no taro, only taro is only going to come on the seventh day, mamele you're allowed to do hazav on the yom hashlishi. We discussed that, and now we're going to say a chiddush based on that. The behekdim gimel hakdamus, again, is based on Torah that I received from Rav Rabbi Yagona Gadol Rochem Yehar with Shlita. This machlekes, first hakdama is the machlokes between the Rishonim, the Tfilas Gerim, Mahani Tfila Kodim Amilo Lo. When the Ger wants to convert, can he do Tvila before he does the Bris Mila? The Ramban holds yes. Yevamos 47b. Rajba says it's Ma'akiv, even B'dieved. And so it appeared Das at Tosis Yevamos, Di Ramas and Matbilin. And these days are brought in the Ramah. That's Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two is the Mi'iri, that a ger can't circumcise himself. Because as long as he hasn't become a Jew, it's called a Milas Goy, that's Psula B'diyevet, and Yeredeh Reisam Echdal at Sifal B'divei Aramah. And Hakdama number three is that we say in Yevamos 46b, that according to Rabbi Yossi, that a ger is only after he does Mila and Tefillah, if he's Mo'ber of Shabbos, he's not allowed to do Tefillah on Shabbos, because it's the Takin Gavra. Tosis there writes that even though a person who's tame is allowed to be toibel on Shabbos because it looks like he's cooling off, Tfilas Ger is different because we require two tamidei chachamim to stand there b'shanas ha'tfila to tell him about the mitzvahs, and if so, he doesn't look like he's cooling off. We have to say that when he does tfila, he's becoming more of a Jew because otherwise, what's it shaykh to ask him to be toibel? He's still a guy and he's not musar ala Shabbos. So it must be that the tefillah becomes a shtickel Jew, and the male is not allowed to do it on Shabbos because it's tami lemitak and gavra. So now, if we put together the Ramban, the tefillah before a meal is effective with the tzlach, that if the tikkun isn't finished on Shabbos, it's mutter. So it appeared that we could be mechadesh. That we learn that it's also for a ger to be tovel on Shabbos is only where he already circumcised. But if he hasn't yet circumcised, it's mutter for a ger to be tovel on Shabbos before the mila, because nothing yet has been fixed. And we can't say that it's a tikkun since b'yado lamalas atzmai. Alas, if that's not so, that reyu enoi kosher lamalas atzmai k'divrei ha'meiri. He's not kosher to circumcise himself, as the Meiri says. So Memele, you can't say that it's b'yado. So Memele, let him do the tvila on Shabbos, and it's not b'yaday lama l'satzmai. Because he's a guy. And you can't say that the tzlach is talking only about a tikkun Me'inyan echad, like two hazos, and there is mechadish that one hazos is mutter because he's not doing anything, but mila and tefillah are two separate things, and he's metakin b'tefillah even though he still requires mila. It's not so because the tzlach himself writes that hazos shviyas shouldn't be metakin since he still needs tevila, not for the fact that v'yabar litvos. You see, even if it's two different things, you still say that as long as there's no tikkun, as long as you still need another tikkun, then the first tikkun, it doesn't count because it's not complete. So here also, the very fact that he does mila alone, a tefila alone, is mutter on Shabbos, because he's allowed to do mila tefila on Shabbos, because if that didn't complete the tikkun, only mila completes the tikkun, and mila is not biyado, because he's a guy, and a guy can't be mal himself. Mila skeres psula b'diavad. However, but we're saying that it's mutter to be toivel before mila. L'chayra em b'zeh klal nafgamina la'alocha. Shregam l'das ha'ramban, she'tfila koidem l'mila mahani b'ger. Even according to the Ramban, who holds that you could do tefila before the mila, nevertheless, it would appear l'hedya, that's all b'diavad l'chadchil l'kuli alma, You have to be makdim the milah to tefillah. So if so, nemanavshach, what we're saying isn't true. If it's lechatchila b'lavach, you're now allowed to be toivah before the milah. And if it's an afkamin, if he's already toivah b'di'eved, so even if there's an iser to be toivah on Shabbos, nevertheless b'di'eved, if he was over b'toivah, tefillah of tefillah. Okay, the class of a Rambam, Perek Yud Gimel Meis Suvei Bia, Halacha Vav. So there's really no nafkamina. Because if it's lechatchila, we're going to tell him not to do the tefillah on Shabbos. Because the Ramban holds that milah has to precede tefillah. And if it's an nafkamina, and he was already toivel b'di'eved, so even if there's an iser to be toivel on Shabbos, because it's a tikkun, nevertheless, it still works. Like the Rama Paskins in the Surabia 13:6. However, it would appear that what we're saying isn't true. Because it's mistaber that a ger she'enu yachol litbol ela koidem amila ugon shel acher amila yistaken im yitbol hine ledas haramban yitbol lechatchila koidem amila v'gam ze nechshav b'di'eved k'di'eved. If can adrina the friend with Hagav and Mutulot Bob Shabbos, the Kati Eno Nase, Yisrael Adlacher Amil, Ben Kantikon Gavra. So it's Mistaber that a Ger can't be Toivel, that if you have a Ger who can only be Toivel before the Mila, like for example, after the Mila, will be endangered if he's Toivel, that Das HaRamban, he could do it Lechatchila before the Mila. Because that's also like a case of B'dievet. So if so, we go back to what we said before, that B'chagavni is allowed to be Tovel on Shabbos because he's not Yisrael until after the Mila, and there's no Tikkun Gavra. So he's allowed to go in the Chatchila. If he can't do the Mila after the Tfila after the Mila, then he should go and do the Tfila first. And that's even on Shabbos because he didn't complete the Tikkun, so it's Mutter on Shabbos. And if this what we're saying is true, then we can bring a Raya to the Yisrael that the Chatzach was Mechadish because he's saying Yevamos 46b, that according to Rabbi Yossi, that Mila and Tfila Beger Ma'akvin, Asr Lat Bila B'Shabbos Dezeu Ki Tikuno V'Rehitas HaGemara, V'Mairi Kishamol B'Faneinu V'Kach Kosev Rashi Mina, V'Makati Lo Mol Shari Lat Bila B'Shabbos Gam L'Das Rabbi Yossi. And we say in Yevamos 46b, that L'Das Rabbi Yossi, that Mila and Tfila by a Ger are Ma'akev, you're not allowed to be Matbil him on Shabbos. Because that's his tikkun, and Pashtus of the Gemara is, it's talking about where he did the bris milah b'faneinu, and that's what Rashi says. And from that we can learn that if he hasn't yet done the bris milah, you're allowed to be matbil on Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Yossi. So Mashmos of the Gemara is that you're not allowed to be matbil on Shabbos when you're ready to do the bris milah. But if you didn't do the bris milah, then in Pashtus, you're allowed to do the tefillah on Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Yossi. So Atenech l'das harashbo, that Mila before tefillah is ma'akev. So b'lav hachi, we can't say that it's talking about where he did Mila, and then after he did, and then. It has to be talking about where he did Mila and then tefillah, because you don't have a metzias of tefillah and then Mila. So therefore, when the Gemara says he can't do tefillah, because that's going to be his tikkun, so it's talking about where he already did the bris milah, because there's no other metzias. Of course it's talking about milah and then tefillah. According to the Rashba, nothing else works. But according to the Ramban, the tefillah works before milah. So the kasha is, why does Rabbi Yossi only talk about where he was already did the bris milah? Even if he doesn't do the bris milah, it's also mishum etakim. And the mukhach kedivrei atzlach, that if he doesn't do the bris milah, he's allowed to do tefillah because he hasn't yet done the tikkun. Because he's still a goy until he does the bris milah. So, it would seem from the Gemara, mashma like our chiddush, like the chiddush of the tzlach, according to the Ramban's understanding. According to the Ramban, you can do tefillah before milah. Why does Rabbi Yosef talk about milah and then tefillah? Because only that's going to be asur, because when he does milah, he's not allowed to do tefillah, because then tefillah makes a total tikkun. But if he does tefillah before milah, then that's okay, because the tefillah doesn't do total tikkun. And therefore, he's allowed to do the tefillah before the meal because only a partial tikkun is allowed, is permitted on Shabbos if he still needs to do more, because he's still, in this case, he's still a goy. However, the Rai is not mukhrach, because maybe the Ramban is talking about lechatchila. Lechatchila, you do meal and then tefillah. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Ramban says, all right, but if you did the tefillah first, it's also okay. But that's, you can't be medayik from the Gemara about it, but the avid case, the Gemara only spoke about the meal and then tefillah case, then it's the ideal way to do it. And we can be darcha the raya with a sharp svara, because that we say in Yavam is 46b, that's tefillah asgera sura b'shabbos, and we don't permit it because it looks like he is cooling off. There's machlekes, right? Because there are people telling about the mitzvahs. There are two people telling about the mitzvahs, so it doesn't look like he's cooling off. So there's machlekes on the Tosfos and the Ramban, but time to milsim. But according to Tosfos, Dibra Masvot Tikunei, it's because Bizman HaTfili, you need two Tamei Rechamim, Lamud Shom, to tell him Mitzvahs HaMitzvahs. That's why it doesn't look like he's Kameka. According to the Rambam, Surabiyah 13.6, it's because Mishum Davar Tzarech Bezin, it doesn't look like he's Maker. Ayin Shem and the Rambam. So according to this, it would appear Bez Hashem Davar Nifla. Because Rashi in Yevamis, Mem Zayin Amid Beis, Dibra Masvot Ladin, writes the reason that you tell him Mitzvahs, B'Shas HaTfili, is because B'Shas HaTfili is Nichnas Lachal Geras. So according to this, it would appear that if he's makdim tefillah milah, then only b'shas hamilah he goes l'chal geres. V'im kein moedin loy hamitzvus b'shas hamilah v'loy b'shas hatefillah. So according to this, it would emerge that according to Tosfos, as far as being makdim the tefillah to the milah, v'lav hachi he's allowed to be tovel on Shabbos, because it looks like he's being Maker. Because you don't have to tell him Mitzvah Mitzvah. In other words, if you're Makdim Tvila to the Mila, so according to Tosfos, he's allowed to be Makdim Tvila to the Mila because it looks like he's Maker. It looks like he's cooling off, because you don't have to tell him the Mitzvahs now, because you only tell him the Mitzvahs later when you do the Mila. And therefore, Yosi couldn't have said that din, where he's Tova before the Mila, that he's now allowed to tell us that he's not allowed to be told before the milah, because he's allowed to be told before the milah without the svar of the tzlach, because anyway it looks like he's cooling off. So that's why Rabbi Yossi didn't tell us the case of tefillah and then milah, because in such a case you're not telling a mikdash and mitzvahs, these two people, and Rabbi Meir looks like he's cooling off, so you're allowed to do the tefillah, because never can make her. But the time of the Rambam, the mishum da'adav tzarech beizdin leisharinon Mishum Dener and Mishum Nera Kameka. The Fizegam Behikdim, it feel the Milas or the Bob Shabbos, the Amakai Kavna, had feel a Trichatarach Beis, Trichabeis Din. But according to the reason of the Rambam, that it doesn't look like he's cooling off because Nira Kamekar, it doesn't look like he's cooling off because you need a Beis Din. And if the Beis Din tips you off that he's not cooling off, that he's making a tikkun here. So according to that, even if he's macked in the tefillah to the milah, you would be asked to be tovel on Shabbos. Why? Because you need a Beis Din. And it's not Nira Kamekar. So again, according to Tosfos, it would come out that you have to be makdim the tefillah to the milah. If you're makdim tefillah to the milah, it's mutter not out the svar of the tzlach. It's mutter because nira kameikar. Because you wouldn't need anybody to be modia mitzvah hamitzvahs, because it's only the first stage of the geiris. So anyway, it's mutter because nira kameikar. But according to the Rambam, that you can't come on to the svar of nira kameikar because you need a beis din. So even in the first stage of Geirus, you need a Beis Din. So even if you're makdim the tefillah to the milah, it would be asur to be tovel on Shabbos, because the tefillah requires a Beis Din, and it's not Nerik HaMekar, so that'd be asur on Shabbos. So it come out that according to the Rambam, you wouldn't be allowed to be makdim the tefillah, because it doesn't look good. Because it looks like you're making a tikkun here. It's clear that you're making a tikkun. And according to the reason of Tosfos, in any way you're allowed, or not, because the reason of the Tzlach. So it come out that you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do the tefillah on Shabbos. Either way, either you're allowed to, but not because of the reason of the Tzlach, you're allowed to because it's not Nerek HaMekar. It's because it's Nerek HaMekar, because there are two people there, and they're because it's not Nerek, it's Nerek HaMekar because the two people aren't telling you about the mitzvahs. So it's mutter not because of the reason of the Tzlach. And according to the Rambam, it's Bechal not mutter because it's not Nerek HaMekar. It would be also to be Tavah B'Shabbos. Even if you're makdim it to the Milah.